doing Dov's Minute on Parshat Toledot. Rivka comes to Yitzchak at the end of the parsha and tells him, "Katzti v'chayim ipenei v'notchit. My life is disgusting in my eyes. If Yaakov takes a wife from the Hittites," Yitzchak says, "Okay, you're right." He calls in Yaakov and sends him away. Says, "Kumlech padena aram beta v'tuelachi mecha v'kach lecha isham isham. Take a wife from there." But the pasuk told us first earlier why, in fact, Rivka wanted Yaakov to go. She calls Yaakov and says, "Hine Esav achicha mitnachem lecha. Esav, your brother, is acting nice to you lehorgecha, with the intent that ultimately he'll murder you. I want you to leave." But she doesn't tell. Right? What you thought is Rashi, what I said is Tosos. The Rivka doesn't tell Yitzchak the real reason. She accomplishes what she wanted without telling him the real reason. So Tosfos says, because Rivka knew that she'll tell Yitzchak that Esav's a murderer, Yitzchak will say, "No, he's not. He's a good kid. You don't have to worry. He's not going to do it." I wanted to suggest that maybe there was also a tremendous lesson Rivka was teaching us here. That if she could accomplish getting Yaakov to safety without hurting Yitzchak, Yitzchak doesn't have to find out his son's a murderer. Yitzchak doesn't have to hear that because of the way he spoke to Esav and Yaakov, there's this tremendous enmity that he created that is going to pursue them for the rest of their life and for eternity. So Rivka is going to present it differently. And by doing so, Rivka teaches us about kindness, about what it means to care for someone else. Very often we're tempted to tell a person, "Let me show you what you really are. You don't realize what you've really done. You don't realize who you are and what your impact has been on your own children." And the person who's most natural to do that is the spouse. No. Rivka teaches us the exact opposite. I'll accomplish what I need to accomplish, and God forbid I should hurt my Yitzchak. So Rivka doesn't tell him.